Several families divided by the Trump administration's family separation policies have reunited in San Antonio before beginning the next stage of their journey. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie has a story.
When the parents and their children arrive at Catholic Charities, they only have eyes for each other. Spokeswoman Christina Higgs says even though most of the parents and their children are clearly exhausted from a long and challenging journey, both literally and metaphorically, they are happy.
They're in good spirits. They're back together. And I think that's what's most important to them.
Along with fatigue, Higgs says there have been a couple of health issues. Two children arrived with scabies, a contagious skin rash that sometimes occurs when kids share close quarters. Higgs says Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't want her to elaborate on this, but she says their organization has a plan for handling these types of issues.
If there are any health concerns, we've got doctors as well that we're calling in. And everyone has been, for the most part, in really great health.
Intake workers then figure out what these newly reunited families need to move forward.
So once the family comes in and they're greeted, they're met with a caseworker. Each casework station has a laptop, a phone, printer, and their needs are assessed immediately. So these are questions besides how are you and welcome, phone calls are made.
The first phone calls are to their home countries. They need to tell their families back in places like Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras they've been released and reunited. If the families at Catholic Charities have relatives in the U.S., then they'll call them and let them know they're going to join them soon. One father from Guatemala had been detained separately from his young son. Dad was at the Port Isabel Detention Center in the Rio Grande Valley, and the son was at the Department of Health and Human Services Contractors Facility in San Antonio, but they are now together again. Antonio Fernandez, director of Catholic Charities, says the father will go to his sister-in-law's home in Indianapolis while he and his son's immigration case is sorted out. Before they go, they'll have a hot meal. They'll pick out new clothes, toys, and books. They'll get a good night's sleep in a hotel, and they'll take a bus or fly to their destination. Catholic Charities is paying for all this with donated money and goods. Higgs says ICE has asked them to be ready to take in 400 people. So far, they've helped fewer than two dozen. Higgs says these last few days have provided her with quite an education.
To see these children come in, to see these families, these moms, who are just like me with my child, my husband, they're trying to find each other. They're trying to get somewhere permanent so that they can start anew. And it's what everybody wants.
Higgs doesn't know how long to expect families to continue trickling in or if they'll get a sudden surge in families. They're prepared for either scenario, but she does think the government is trying to comply with the judge's order to reunite more than 2,500 children with their parents by next week. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.